وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم أني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome everyone. سبحان الله, it's the last week of سورة الكهف. It's been 9 weeks. سبحان الله. And then you wonder how time goes by quickly. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Just a reminder for everyone, in case you didn't hear me last week, next week we will not have a class. Because next week there's a big, it's sold out, so I'm sorry. Yeah, there is an event in Garden Grove where it's Mu'taz Azaiza and the physician who came from Gaza, they have a program. But I was just told that they have another program, but the other one is ticketed. But the money will go donation. So you may want, I don't know exactly the details. So if in case you may want to look it up. So next week there is no class. And then the week after, inshallah, we will start. I have not decided on the surah yet. If you have any recommendations, let me know. Any recommendation? Yes. Luqman. طيب. Okay. Al-Ahzab. Oh, why Al-Ahzab? MashaAllah. There is a lot of history in there. True. Yes. Anything else? Yusuf, we did it. Where were you? Good morning. We started with Yusuf, actually. We started this exactly a year ago. Do you know how I know? Because we started Yusuf during Gaza. Yeah, so Yusuf, we finished. We did Yusuf, we did Fatar, we did Al-Ankabut. And then we did Yasin, and now, alhamdulillah, we did Al-Kahf. So we have a request for Rahman. I'm sorry? Surah Al-Mulk, okay. Al-Mulk, Al-Mulk, okay, yes. I can't hear you. Everybody is talking. Surah Al-Nur. Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, I don't know how many people will show up, though. We'll see. طيب, I'll pray istikhara, but al-nur is a good one, wal-mulk is a good one actually, wal-rahman is also a good one. Well, let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open. طيب, so we are going to bi-ithnillah, ending Surah Al-Kahf. So let's just again quickly wrap it up, and then you see how the language of the Quran or the theme of the Quran in every surah, and then the more you go through this, it was very clear, and so I hope it was very clear for you in Surah Yusuf, how Allah build up, and then at the end. And the same thing here in Surah Al-Kahf. So there is always a theme of the surah, and then there is either stories or there is description, Jannah. Nah. There's something in the surah, it depends what surah, but usually the end of the surah summarizes everything. And the take-home message, as we say. So what is the take-home message of Surah Al-Kahf before I start anything today? What is the take-home message? Now we said why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, read it every Friday. We all went through this. What is the take-home message? There are many. Yeah, raise your hand and Bismillah. So there is many take-home. Bismillah, Ya Allah, one.
To be patient and, you know, like how Musa alayhi salam taught him everything. You don't know everything.
That's too much details. Take-home message is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And bill point. Yes. Yes, whoever raised their hand. Yes.
That we're going to be always challenged and we need to know how to face these challenges.
Taib. So we are going to be challenged and we need to learn how to do. Is that the last thing Allah said?
No.
That's not what He said in the last page. The last page of the surah is a take-home message. Or sometimes the last two verses, sometimes one verse. But in Surah Al-Kahf is the last page because the story is done. So if you go back again, يعني, just have an overall, Allah started by talking about the Quran, talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then the stories. You'll be tested and challenged by your deen. Very familiar. You will be challenged by your wealth or lack of wealth because the two men of the garden. Right? And then in between, why you will be tested, why I will fail, we will fail, because there's something called shaitan. And he disobeyed Allah, so this is you and me is his goal. Then the next one will be the challenge of, what's Sayyidina Musa challenge? knowledge. So you learned whatever, you memorized the Quran, you learned a little bit. Learning in dunya and akhirah, yani mundane or secular, as they call it, secular knowledge or an Islamic knowledge or both. You know a little bit more than the other, and what will happen? You will become, illa ma rahima rabbi, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, you will become arrogant. I know, I know. The moment I know, you know that you don't know. Time. And then the last one, but not the least, is power. And we said last week, we went in details, any power. You have your younger brother or sister in the house, you have power over them. Parents, you have power over your kids, right? You have one employee under you, you have a power over them. You're a CEO of a company, of the biggest huge company. You have power. And Allah brought the one who has the power of the powers, right? And then when Allah showed to the whole world His power, what was His response? ذِلْقَرْنِي قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. I didn't do it, it's from the mercy of Allah. And look at us. طيب. So these are the four challenges, and in between the reason we fail the challenge. What is the take-home message now? It's in the last page. Every Friday you read it. Wallah. Wala kilma? Nothing? Nothing at all? And no idea? Okay, I'll take you through. I'm not going to give it to you today until at least I get out whatever I can get out from you. What is the last page of Surah Al-Kahf talks about? What is it? Just give me an idea. Anybody? Yalla ya Aliya. طيب, so talks about the Day of Judgment. خلاص, simple, don't go deep, right? Talks about the Day of Judgment. Okay, perfect. What is talking about the Day of Judgment? Is there a description of Jahannam? No. No, this other places, plenty. And names of the Nara. No. ما في هنا. What is the thing that Allah related to Jahannam in Surah Al-Kahf? In the last page. هذه most scary ayah that all of us, we have to be so worried. أيوة هل أنبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا. Do you want me to tell you who are the big loser? Big loser in dunya is what? Big loser in this life is what? I didn't pass the exam. I didn't go to this college. I didn't get married, or my husband or my married life is not the best. This is all loss, right? Or I lost my business, or I don't have money, whatever it is. No. This is why it's scary. It's in the middle of the page. نَبِّئَكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Do you want me to tell you who is the biggest loser? Loser of their deeds. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صَنْعًا. يَا وَيْلِي. Everything they are doing in dunya, they think they are doing good deeds. But it was for vain, nothing. That's the reference to Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ جَهَنَّمُ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. And then there is the next half page, less than a half page. What is it? Wallah, I'm going to be very sad, or I'm going to cry. Yana Surah Al-Kahf. Last four ayat of Surah Al-Kahf is what? Right? Online, help me if you know. Right? What is it? The last thing he talked about on Surah Al-Kahf is what? Uh-huh. The contrast. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So the last page, I'm taking you through it. The last page, finished, no more surah, no more challenge, I'm done. There is, at the end, there is Jahannam and there is Jannah. And Jahannam is because I didn't believe, or I did things, I think I was doing good, but it is not good. And then Jannah. What is the take home message? Where do you want to go? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to live on a house on the beach. What did he do for it? I want to go and have this bag or this house or this jewelry. Okay, how are you going to do it? Right? Uh-huh, I love it. Someone said it here. Work hard. Work hard. Did you work hard for Jannah? The take-home message. There's so many take-home message. But for us practically, you will be tested. This is this life. You will be challenged. I wouldn't say tested. I will be challenged. All of us know this challenge, especially us women, right? I'm challenged every single minute, every single day in my deen. And the challenge comes from outside, or the challenge comes from me. When I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I was like, do I really have to do this today? That's my challenge in Deen. My challenge in, they have more money than I do, or they have a bigger house, or they have more children, or they have this or that. That's two. All of us go through this. Sometimes the four in one day. The four in one day. Then the challenge of knowledge. Either I see other people more knowledgeable than me and I'm jealous, or I think I know, and then I become arrogant. Last but the least, Allah gives me a little bit of a power. طيب, how do I stay focused with all these daily challenges? Remember the end. This is why the take-home message is, this is all your dunya, but at the end, وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. That's how it is. Hi, the last page starts with this. We left them. يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. يَمُوج is from موج, is from waves. What is that? They're going to be getting all together. Now he starts describing the Day of Judgment. The people will be literally so confused as if they are waves. When the waves comes in, one hit the other. You all have seen, alhamdulillah, we live close to an ocean. This is how we are. This is how we are. Confused on the Day of Judgment, before we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is after Nafkha al-Ula, after the first one. Confused, we don't know where we are, right? And sometimes I'm saying it is about the people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. I'm not going to go to this. But then, after all this confusion, second one, نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, the second blow. جَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمَعًا وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. Listen to this one. Allah is saying on the Day of Judgment, there will be the second blow, which you all know, right? The second blow, what will happen? Everybody on this earth. Subhanallah, last weekend I was in one of the busiest airports. And I was sitting there waiting for my connection. And I was looking at everybody going back and forth and this gate and that gate. And I just looked, Ya Allah, you know every one of these human beings. What they are doing, what did they do, what they didn't do, did they obey you, did they not? And then you bring them all in front of you. Can you imagine this? And that's what he is saying. You are so worried about the money. You are so worried about the power. You are so jealous from whatever. In 1 minute, this is all gone. And you're going to come, I will come, and we will be in line. And we're not going to be in line to go for vacation. We're going to be in line waiting for him to ask me. And then he says, وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. Hadi, one of the few times in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we brought Jahannam to them. See it. They're not there yet. May Allah protect us. But Allah brought it so you see. You know when they want you to buy something, what do? You all know this. They give you a sample. Right? If you walk in the mall, what do? There's people who are standing there, whatever the thing is, right? Could be a perfume, could be a gift, could be a piece of makeup. Just try it. What is this trying? So you will be lured. So you will be tempted. Not to this one. This one is not my choice. I don't want to see Jahannam. Who wants to see Jahannam? It's going to be brought. But not, inshallah, not to us, للكافرين. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. We brought it to them so they can see it. Look at the next one. Who are these people? This is the beauty, they call it الطباق or جناس. This is the beauty of the language of the Quran. He said, we brought it for them so they can see it. الَّذِينَ كَانْتَ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. They were not seeing. Here, the remembrance of Allah, dhikri here, al-Qur'an, they didn't see the Qur'an, they didn't have time to read the Qur'an, they didn't understand the Qur'an, they were blind. There was like a barrier. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا. And they didn't hear. You go walk around, all this beauty around you, you think nothing about Allah. You're so busy and focused on your phone or focused on your life or focused on whatever it is, and you don't see anything from around that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the main reasons we disobey Allah is why? Don't tell me shaitan, don't tell me my nafs. Because we are in a state of heedlessness. Ghafla. Mu'ridun. Mu'ridun. I don't have time to think about akhirah. And I barely have time to sleep. That's what we say. I don't have time to sit down and understand a word or two of Quran. But I have a lot of time, 3-4 hours on my social media. And scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I was blind. That's what he's telling us. الَّذِينَ كَانْتَ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. They were literally, there was a غِطَاء is a cover. They were covered. Covered in dunya. Because all Surah Al-Kahf talks about dunya. Challenges in dunya. And because of all these challenges, I don't have time, I'm not interested, whatever the reason is, and I am not focused on my akhirah. In the 24 hours a day, all of us, young and old, alhamdulillah, we have different ages today. How many minutes, again, may Allah forgive me, how many minutes we spend a day thinking about the akhirah? Minutes, minutes. That one day I'm leaving, one day I'm going to be under the ground. Hadi is the only true fact, the only 100% guarantee in this life is death. Everything else is a possibility. Somebody look at you and says, you will never get to college. What? Wait. And then you will work hard, Allah will put barakah in your effort, and you end up in college, and you will send them a text, and you put the college behind you. Because nothing is impossible for Allah, right? And the opposite is also true. But the only thing that is 100% gonna touch each one of us is death. Everything else is possibility, but death is certainty. Yet, in my 24 hours a day, I don't have a minute to think of it, or 2 minutes. غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. They were covered. They were blinded. And were we blind? I see you, you see me. Right? You know where are we. But I was not seeing. As I have said many times, if anybody will come in this room and says, what do you see in this room? Everybody will tell me, oh, I see chairs, I see a room, I see walls, I see everything that you see. Very few people. Those who there is no ghita, no cover, they will say, I see the creation of Allah. I see the majesty of Allah. I see the beauty of Allah. Then you are connected. So Allah says, you're too busy. You were covered. You're so many things you have to do. My to-do list is too long. Okay, fine. Go, keep going. And the day of judgment, I'll lift it up. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا. I hear everything, I listen to everything, but I don't have time to listen to Qur'an. And don't look at Qur'an as a book. Qur'an is the words of Allah, because that's how he said, ذِكْرِ, my remembrance. He didn't say Qur'an, he said, my remembrance. لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا. Yes, we're not deaf, are we? We're not. One of the concepts in the Qur'an repeatedly is what? Sometimes Allah describe it, or sometimes Allah put it in a question mark. أَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They have hearts. And he put it in a question mark. Don't they have hearts? Of course we do. But they do not comprehend anything. Don't they have eyes? But they don't see. And don't they have ears? But they don't hear. And Allah then described هذه في الأعراف أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. These are like cattle. And he said, نَيْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are even more worse than cattle. Why? Why? What is the difference between us and animals? عَقْل. Comprehend. We understand. The animals don't understand. My cat doesn't understand other than feed me. Or take me, or she goes to the bathroom, or I need to drink, and then I want to be pampered, right? Honestly, that's what animals does. But for us, we have eyes. And when Allah said, لا يبصرون بها, they don't see, it doesn't mean I don't see. Don't you say sometimes to your children, right? Or even to your friend, don't you see she's bad for you? Don't you say that? And she said, yeah, I see. She said, no, you're not seeing it. Don't we say that? That's what Allah is saying. You're not seeing reality. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ عَيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يُحْسِنُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَمْعًا أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And this another concept. Do you think? And هذا, when you say, do you think? He should take a breath. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we created you عَبَثًا, fun, waste time? This is what abatha in the English, in the Arabic language. You know, let's have fun. I don't have anything to do. Let's see. Let's kill time. All this goes under abatha. Vain, useless. Do you think we created you for useless? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you were not going to come back to us? Hadi, when you start connecting all the concepts from the Quran. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَيَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِنْ دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ. Does the people, the kuffar, here kuffar, the main kafir, you take other than Allah as a very close friend. Wali is a very close friend. Do we do that? We don't worship anything than Allah. Walillah alhamd. Alhamdulillah. But do we take people or things more than Allah? No. Really? طيب. What did Allah says in Al-Baqarah? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And he says, from among people, this is always an ayah, a verse that comes to you about friendship. And he said, from among people, not everybody, from among people, there is certain people, Ya Rabbi, not you and me, يتخذ من دون الله أندادا. النِد, equal. Someone who is very equal. So Allah says some people, not all of us, takes from people, here is people, equal to Allah. Then Allah described in which way? يحبونهم كحب الله. They love them as they love Allah. Equal. The true believer, Ya Rabbi, you and me. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And the real believers, Allah is more beloved to them than anybody else, let alone anything else. Now bring Al-Kahf, the four challenges. Why do I fail in my deen? Why the young men did not fail? Why? We all are challenged. We all are challenged. Doesn't matter how strong you are, you're still challenged. But why they didn't fail? Because they put Allah above. Why the two men? Same, two men. Seeing the same. Seeing the same, but they are seeing it differently. One of them says, I did it, and it's going to stay for me. And when I go to Allah, He's going to give me even more arrogance. The other one says, no, it's all from Allah. Why didn't you say when you entered, it's from Allah, I have nothing to do with it. لا قوة إلا بالله. The second challenge. We all are challenged. And then the same thing with knowledge and the same thing with power. But who do I put equal to Allah? Are you all with me now? See how you bring the Quran all together? Do you put your deen above dunya? Do you put the religion above this life? Honestly, don't answer me. Ask yourself. These are questions for everyone when you go home. Ask yourself. And the usual answer, of course not. I said, Alhamdulillah. طيب, did you wake up for Fajr today? And the answer, no. And why is that? Like somebody last week told me, oh, I forgot. I said, wallahi, do you forget to go to school? She said, no. Done. Done. You put school, need equal to Allah. Money, equal. Equal, he didn't say above, he said equal and dada. And nid is the one who is the competitor. Literally, it's used in, very commonly used in sports, is the competitor. I put dunya to compete with Allah. I put money, compete with Allah. I put knowledge to compete with Allah. And I put power to compete with Allah. And many of the times, who win? You are too quiet. Because you don't want to say the truth. It's okay. You know what? Allah knows. Allah knows. Let me just talk to myself and see, Ya Rabbi, how I'm going to pass. It's reality. We all know it. Staying quiet is not going to change it. Allah is the one who is able to change it. Right? And then I'll share with you some hadith and some incidents, but I just wanted you to feel it. Always the concept in the Quran is they call it al-addad, meaning the opposites. It's a very common concept in the Quran. You see day and night. You see sun and moon, right? And you see Jannah and Nar. They always come together. Kafir and a believer. Opposite. As if Allah says, this is how it is. You choose what you want. You want Jannah? Sure. You want, wal'ayadu billah, you don't want Jannah? I wouldn't say nobody wants Jannah. But you don't want Jannah? Okay, sure. That's the other option. طيب. So the kuffar, those who will end in Jahannam, temporary or permanently. There's two options. Yes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Which one we are? Temporary, walillah alhamd. It's not my words. Miftah al-Jannah, la ilaha illallah. The key to Jannah is you say la ilaha illallah. So everybody in this room, everybody online, we will end up in Jannah. Ya Rabbi laka alhamd. That's min rahmati Rabbi. But how long is the detour? Because no one entered Jannah unless they are pure, 100%. Nothing. No sin. Pure, pure, pure. Like a baby was born. So I have two options in my life as I am living before I die. Either I purify it here, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no choice but to purify me. And that's why when someone gets sick, what do we say? Tahur. May Allah purify you. Meaning, it's one of the things Allah sent to clean me, to cleanse me. Okay? So if I didn't, meaning I get sick, and it's supposed to be a mean for you and me to be cleansed, and I start complaining, and I start disobeying Allah even more, Allah's like, okay, fine, keep going. Then I come on the Day of Judgment, and He promised me Jannah. He promised me. I said, La ilaha illallah. Done. However, I'm not pure. Can't. I mean, that's what Allah said in the Quran. طَبِّتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. You're purified, enter forever. Entered eternity. Okay, fine. Then I have to take you, not you, take that person, take him to the purifying technique, machine. Exactly. Exactly. Subhanallah. How long? It depends how long I need to be cleansed. When you want to take a shower, think of it this way. We do this every single day, right? Sometimes you take a shower and the shower is 2 minutes. Why? Because I'm, you know, just a quick one. I'm fine. I don't smell bad. I didn't do exercise outside. I wasn't sweating. I wasn't cleaning something, honestly. And sometimes you say, what happened? You slept in the shower? I was like, nah, needs a lot of cleaning. That's how it is. That's how it is. And then here Allah comes, fine. This is how you are. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believed, all of us, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Believe meaning, you believe in what? Allah, not enough. What do you believe in? When Allah says in the Quran, those who believe, didn't you ask yourself, believe in what? Believe in what? Bismillah, tell me. I can't hear you. Number one is Allah. Second, only Prophet Muhammad. So if I don't believe in all the messengers, lovely. The books, Day of Judgment, angels, and destiny. Khalasna. You fill this six, you're amanu. But he never said it alone. Always, almost always, so I don't say thing not accurate. Almost always, it is combined with what? Amilu salihat. What is amilu salihat? Do good deeds. Righteous. Good deeds by the standard of Allah, not good deeds by my standard and yours. She's a very good human being. What does it mean? She disobeys Allah all the time, but she's nice to me. That's not in the sight of Allah. Amilu salihat. What is it, Ya Rabbi? Very short, to the point, very opposite to the one before. Inna verily, ladina amanu, those who believe, wa amilu salihat, did a good deeds, kanat. What is kanat? Done. It's in the past sentence. Kanat, it's done. Kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula. Pay attention here. Kanat, it's already done. You know when you say, the house is ready. You text your friend, says, where are you? The house is ready. Mom texts you, dinner is ready, right? Ready, meaning you're just waiting to eat. Jannah is waiting for you and me. But which one? Now you have to ask yourself, why Firdaus here? Kanat lahum jannatul Firdaus. What is al Firdaus? Highest level. Incomplete answer. Don't cheat. Don't Google. So it is the highest level. I don't hear anything, just talk. I don't know. Raise your hand and tell me. It's the highest level, that's true, but that's not it only. Billah, nobody knows. Wallah, I'm glad next week we're taking off to review. Okay, yes, please. Nada, yes. Centermost. Three things for Jannat al-Firdaus. Highest, centermost, and there's something above or something below. What is above it? Arsh, the throne of Allah. And what is under? All the rivers of Jannah comes from it. You know, when I was reading this, I just took a minute and I thought, you know, when you go for vacation and you get to a hotel, what do you say? The highest level and the best view, right? They say it's the most expensive. Well, it depends on your budget. But for me and you, there's no budget. There's work. And later on, he's going to tell you which one will go to the Firdaus. Very subtle, but it's in it. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا. What is نزلا? Residence. What does residence mean? Permanent. Mafi. The landlord will come and tell you leave. Or the HOA will say whatever, we'll leave. Or the county will say, we're going to move all these houses and we're going to do whatever highway. Hada in dunya. Nuzula meaning permanently you are there. And then although he said nuzula, he re-emphasized it. Khalidina fiha. Eternal. Because there's nothing eternal in this life. Everything is changing. Weather changes, right? Your look changes. I don't care what you do, but you change, right? Your health change. Your education change. Your desires change. I used to love this, not anymore. Dunya is all changing, not al-akhirah. Khalidina fiha. Eternal. Nothing changed. Nothing is going to go away. بعدين. Only here. لا يبغون عنها حيولا. What does that mean? They do not want to move anywhere. I'm not going to even turn right or left. Why? This is the best I am. I don't want anything. Right? So here you go. Jahannam, he didn't talk about the punishments and the fear. What have you done? So be careful. Do not do good things. And they are good things, but they are not good things. قل أنبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. The worst of among you. You want me to tell you who are the losers? إحنا what do we say loser? She didn't do this or she did not succeed in this or that. هذه دنيا. The losers, they worked very hard in this life. سعيهم, Allah used the word سعي, which سعي is usually used for hard work. They worked very hard in this dunya. And they think they are doing good. وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. They don't. Let's take a break, because هذه is related to the last one. Are these people who are working very hard, they're doing good deeds or they're not doing good deeds? Yes or no? They are doing good deeds. So they are practicing Muslims. They are doing what, but why it is not going to bring any fruits in the Akhirah? The last verse. The last verse gives you the principle of the deen. First he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say to them, Ya Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, you are a human being like all of them. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيِّ. Right? The last one. Here, hi, the last, literally, the finale, take home message. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Are you ready to meet Allah? You're looking forward to meet Allah. You have certainty you will see Allah. Meet Allah. I'm not saying meet Allah in Jannah. See Him. I am going to be in front of Him. He will ask me. Period. Scary, don't talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. That's your choice. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. If you take it in the other meaning, that you are getting ready to meet Allah. You are putting it as a priority. I'm planning. Like I'm planning to get married. I am planning whatever the plans we do in dunya. Fine, plan, beautiful. But are you planning for the akhirah? Do two things. Yeah, this is the summary. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. These are the two main requirements for any good deed to be accepted. Any good deed has to be, number one, a good deed. Not by my definition, the society definition, my family definition, the culture definition, by Allah's definition. And number two, why are the biggest problem we are having now? Not the intention. Yeah, it is. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And do not associate anyone with him. Period. شَرْطُ قُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ. They teach you this in fiqh, they teach you in aqeedah. One of the main two requirements for any deed to be accepted. And inshallah rewarded. Number one has to be a good deed. And number two has to be for Allah and Allah only. Allah and Allah only. And I'm going to share some hadiths here because it's beautiful here. The subhanAllah came, the one I was thinking of. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of his life and in Medina, when dunya starts to become abundant, he said, إِنَّ أَخْوَفْ مَا أَخَافْ عَلَيْكُمْ. What I am really worried about you for the future. Ya Allah, when you read this and you see us these days, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. The minor shirk, not the major. الشرك الأصغر. قالوا وما الشرك الأصغر يا رسول الله. What is this minor small shirk? قال الرياء. Ostentation. الرياء. يقول الله يوم القيامة. Now think of this. Allah on the day of judgment will say when it is time to reward people of what they did. He will say to those people, go to those people who you did the deeds for them. Let them reward you. You pray so people will say she or he prays. You fast. What will people say about me? I don't fast Ramadan. Right? You act like you are nice so people will praise you. You see people in your work. In your deeds. It's a good deeds. That's why he said earlier, those are the losers. They think they are doing good deeds. They are not. Whenever you do a good deed, and this is to myself before anybody else, if you are waiting for that praise, then this ayah applies to us. And how do you know you're waiting for that praise? Exactly. What happens when they don't say it? What happens when you post this post and no one say like? Nobody shared. You cooked this for your guests and you said, you know what? Taking care of my guests is a good deed. Allah will reward me. True. Absolutely true. And then the guests did not say anything about your hospitality. They didn't text you and says, Jazakillahu khair, whatever, whatever, whatever. Was the best food I had, the best dessert, all what we are looking for. And you get upset. الشرك الأصغر. And يعني, please forgive me. Sometimes we self-inflict this. We overpraise people. Overpraise people. Don't praise people. قَسَمْتَ ظَهْرَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So a man praising another man. He looked at him and says, you broke his back. What is it broke his back? What does this have to do with this? Because it will get into me. It doesn't matter how righteous you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Don't tell me I don't care. Yes, we care. It hits hard. Yani, how many times, I say this all the time, some of you may laugh, when you cook, even to your family, what are you waiting? And when your children say, how is the food? And they tell you, good. What do you say? Good? And then you keep saying it in a different way. Right? How was the rice today? And they still say good. You're looking for the praise. Because praise satisfies me. Helps me. Makes me feel good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is another hadith, Imam Ahmad al-Muslim. He said, أَنَا خَيْرُ الشُّرَكَاءِ. I am the best partner. فَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ غَيْرِي فَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهِ. You do a deed and you associate Allah with someone else. Nid. And he said, I have nothing to do with that deed. You didn't do it for me. We do it actually as human beings, right? When someone tells you, and every age in this room, when somebody texts you and says, I love you and I love whatever the other friend, you will get upset. Right? And I'm not the only one. Don't we say that? Let alone if it's a spouse or a child. What about Allah? When I put my duty, my beauty above Allah, I put my friends above Allah, I put my career above Allah, I put my wealth above Allah, I put my children above Allah, I put my spouse above Allah, then Allah says, go to all of the above. Subhanallah, yani the take home message in Surah Al-Kahf, we will be challenged, and we will be challenged with things we love, and not only things we love, we actually things we want to do, and we act and we work hard for it. That's fine, as long as it is not equal to Allah, let alone above Allah. And there is two ways we do it above Allah or equal to Him. When my intention is not pure for Allah, or I do it my way, not the way He said it. I had a long discussion last week, as always, about hijab. And it's not in the Quran, and the usual story I have memorized. And they argue and argue and argue. And I was like, Subhanallah, Ya Allah, lift the cover from their eyes. Honestly, at the end, I start praying for them. That's a person who has a lot of knowledge, but blind. Not seeing it. And then, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Knowledge. If the words of Allah, if the Quran here, or all the speeches of Allah, every time I go on a beach, I remember this verse. Because you stand up in the beach, at the beach, and then you see in front, especially here, ocean. What do we see? What do we see? No end. No end. And if you are on a boat or you are on a ship, no end. Right? And Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If the whole ocean, all this vast ocean, right? And you want to bring the words of Allah, the words of Allah, the ocean will not be enough. Even if we brought another ocean, لَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا, we bring another one, another one, still the words of Allah, the Quran, the knowledge of Allah will never be enough. Yet I sit and I say, I know. Yes, I sit and I say, but I'm not convinced. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And I don't want you to think of anybody. Don't you think of anyone in your mind. Think of you, me. Am I that person? The answer is, please forgive me, all of us, yes. Maybe not all the time. Alhamdulillah. But at least one or twice. Let's say in our lifetime. Where I think I know more. Where I think I've done better. May Allah forgive us. So take home message with you. Work on these two things. Work on your intention. Everything you do in this life has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him only. And Him only, and teach your youth this. Teach them this I word does not fit in with a Muslim. I did not do it. Allah made it happen. I did not memorize whatever. I did not work hard and I went to college. Allah put fruit in my efforts. Subhanallah. And there's so many things I had. Maybe you have a little bit more time. I put so many things. I said beautiful. Right? Look at this one. I've said this. This is very nice. This is going to tell you why Allah said, right? The Jews asked, and you remember this, we said this last time. So the Jews say, if he is really a prophet, ask him about the three questions. Do you remember that? What were the three questions? Tell us about the young men, and tell us about the soul, and tell us about the powerful man. They didn't say the Qarnayn. Say, go and ask him. If he knows these three, he's a prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Kahf, the two stories. طيب, what about the soul? Allah revealed it in Al-Isra. يسألونك عن الروح. They ask you about the soul. قل الروح من أمر ربي. Say, the soul from the matter of Allah. وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. And you have not given knowledge but little. The Jews responded and they said, no, we have given a lot of knowledge. Look at our Torah, right? And Allah responded by, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If this ocean is vast and to bring the knowledge of Allah, the ocean will not be enough. You will need another ocean and another ocean. I need to remind myself of this because no one reminds me. Nobody in school reminds you of this. Nobody at work, unless you work in a Muslim environment. And even in the Muslim environment, we're drained in the daily detail. Unless I make it a point, like I make a point to eat, like I make a point to drink or sleep or exercise or do something fun and all halal, I have to make a point every day, 1 or 2 minutes. May Allah forgive me. Wallahi, may Allah forgive me. 2 minutes from 24 hours. That I will think about two things. Where am I going? Where will I end? Sooner or later. You're 20, you're 30, you're 50, you're 70, it doesn't matter. One day we're leaving. And I want to be from those people. كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزولا. I want to be going to Allah and Jannah is waiting for me. Not because I am, because I followed what he told me. I struggled to follow. I struggled. Wallahi, to be a good Muslim these days is not easy. And whoever say it is easy, I'm going to have a private discussion with them. It's very challenging. You want to be different than everything else. Everything else around you are different. Dress code, what you do, what you don't do. You pray, nobody prays. You fast, no one fasts. You cover, no one cover. They make fun of you. This and that. But it doesn't matter. Because I'm thinking of Jannat al-Firdaus. I'm looking at it. It's waiting for me. It's just a matter of time. You need to be that. And now, inshallah, you know, inshallah, you learned why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep reminding us every week. Every week of Surah Al-Kahf. Every Friday. Why all these rewards? Because it summarized my life. It summarized my daily, weekly, monthly, yearly challenge. Challenges. Unless I stay focused, I stay focused in the beginning, I stay focused in the middle, Shaitan is in the middle, standing up there for me, and I stay focused at the end. We will go astray. And not astray meaning we kuffar wal ayyadu billah, but we will be distracted. Somebody put it here, distraction. It's so true. Huge distractions. And the more Allah give us, the more distracted we are. Those of you who are not very young, you still remember the days when we didn't have phone. 20 years ago, there was no phone on this earth. No cell phone. There was the flip phone, and it was a huge deal. Whoa, I can call you without going anywhere. I just pick it up from my, right? But we had way more barakah in our time. There was way more barakah in our time, and we were, may Allah forgive me if I'm wrong, we were a better human beings. We cared more about each other. There was no family sit and everybody is looking at a device. They sat together and ate and talk. Now everybody is on their device, young and old. Young and old. I'm not talking about the youth only. Old, the elder is the same. Unless there is rules in the home, which inshallah, I hope you all do, but there's no phone on there. Like in our after school program, there's no phones in the classes. They come into and we take the phones. They leave, we give them the phones. I look at them and says, wallahi, you're not going to die. This 2 hours, believe me, nothing is going to happen. But it's something I was like, wow, and then why do I have to give it? And because it's not the usual. So we are distracted. We are challenged. But at the same time, I say to myself, we are strangers. وَطُوبَ الْغُرَبَ. Place in Jannah for the strangers. So of course my challenge is way more than 20 years ago, but my reward also is more. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the word of admonition and follow it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the real understanding of the Quran. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Two things before you leave. The women conference, very few tickets are left. So if you are planning to come, please get it. Many of you reached out, especially people online, that is there going to be an online? Yes, alhamdulillah, we just opened it today. So there is an online option. If you want to join online, you're more than welcome. The whole program will be live streamed. Last but not the least, on Sunday, there is a post-conference only for high schools and college. Only. I love you, but I will not see you on Sunday. Okay? I'll see only those group. And actually, it's girls talk. It's going to be me and Sheikha Aisha Prime, and we're going to open it for questions and answers. It's not going to be lectures. It's going to be question and answers, 2 to 5. Please go ahead and register because it's very limited. It's going to be in the Jannah Center. So we cannot accommodate a lot of people. So please do that if you're planning. And the last but not the least, next weekend, next Tuesday, we will not have the class because of the program in the Garden Grove. Jazakumullah khair. Let's get ready for the salah, inshallah.